Hello.
Hey, Lauren, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you for asking. I just wanted to call you back. I saw your text messages from yesterday, and I thought it would be easier to call you because we don't offer a program without Google. That's the whole value to what we do. Because, yes, you can create a Google listing on your own, but that in and of itself will never bring you a new client unless it gets on the first page of the results, right? So what we do is we optimize the Google to show your business on the first page. So now you're in a spotlight position to capture people that are actively searching for your services. Right? Because if not, you know, you have a Google listing out there somewhere among, you know, hundreds of thousands of Google listings, and no one's ever going to hire you from it if they can't find it. You know what I mean? Did you already start the process to get it up and running?
Yes, I did. I have a few more steps to do, I believe. It just gave me a little bit more time, but I was going to finish it. So that was my only question, if I could just do the Local Splash and not the Google. Is that a different plan? Is it cheaper?
We don't have a plan like that. Yeah, the bare minimum package that we have is the one that you're getting, which is the local SEO package with the Facebook ads. And I told your mom that, you know, after the first couple of months, if you wanted to, you could remove the Facebook ads. We don't recommend it in the beginning because that's what's going to jumpstart your profile and get you results quicker. But once you're actually ranking on Google, then you don't have to, you know, have that extra batch of ads anymore. One thing I wanted to mention to you is if you already started the process, I'll send you an email that says add us as a manager to your Google listing. That way we can work on the Google listing that you already have in the works and getting it verified rather than creating a new one, which would be a duplicate, and that could potentially hurt your rankings. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll send you that email. And then it's pretty simple. It takes, you know, just a couple of minutes to go in there. And even if we were to create it, we would have set you as the owner of the page. We're the manager just so that we could do the programming to get it on the first page. So, you know, now that you've already started the process, if there's any issues in getting it verified, we'll help you, you know, get over that hump. Where are you at in the process now? Is it asking you for a video verification? Or have you already done one and it's asking you to do it again? Or
no, it's asking for the video notification. Yeah.
Okay. So what that is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into the area and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So it'll ask you for things like, you know, a business license or insurance, or if you have an invoice with your address. You're a brick and mortar location, right, where people can actually come into you?
Yeah.
Okay, so they might even ask for, you know, like a picture of your storefront with the signage and things like that. So if you see on that list, you know, five or six options, don't stress about it and think that you have to send everything that's on that list. If you only have two or three of them, then that's fine. You can upload the two or three documents that you have, and you could use those for the video verification.
Mm-hmm. So what is it exactly that they're looking for? Because she's on a second floor. She's not on a ground floor.
Okay. So there's no signage for the business?
Not yet. I just opened it yesterday.
Okay, so then do anything else that you can that has, you know, the address that shows that you're in Flushing, right? So even if you have a business card or if you have a business registration when you registered the business, so anything that you have that actually shows that you're in that area. And then, of course, when you upload the video, try to do it from that location because Google will know by the GPS location if you're actually uploading it there or if you're outside the area.
Okay.
So if you were like a service oriented business that just went out to see clients and you didn't have a brick and mortar, then they'd say you can, you know, go through that video verification anywhere within your service area within like a 50-mile radius. But for you, since you're on the second floor and you're going to want to have people come in and do readings and whatnot, then definitely do it from your location so that Google will know by the GPS that you're actually in that building. You know what I mean?
Okay. I'll figure it out, and then I'll let you know from there. I'll give you a call back or a text back.
Perfect. Okay, yeah, that sounds good. And then are we ready to process the payment today, or did you need a little bit more time?
No, not yet. I'm trying to figure out the Google, and then we could go from there. So I will give you a text back on this number, and then I will let you know.
Okay. So let me just see here. 1 second. I was modifying your subscription because I saw that it came up as different than what I told you and your mom, so I just want to make sure that it shows at $249, not $299 when it does try to process. So what's the time frame for you to get this ball rolling, so to speak?
I'm just, like I said, just trying to figure out the Google and all of that and the information.
Tomorrow
would be better because I don't have any flyers or anything like that to show to Google, so I'm just going to figure that out and then go from there.
Okay. Okay, yeah, you got it. So then I'll touch base with you tomorrow if I don't get a text from you sooner, and then the only thing is I'll have to cancel the client interview that we set for today, but no problem. Tomorrow, once this processes, I'll create a new one for you, okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.